Well, now that I don't know what any of you are talking about, I would like to introduce to you a young lady that I don't think there's more than maybe two or three of you that has already fallen in love with her. And she is set on devoting her life to working for God. And so far at her, and I do say very young age, this kid is really... She's going to say, oh, I'm old, but she's not. She's just a kid. And she has really stepped up to the plate to work with whatever God wants her to do. Is that wonderful? And that's our Kimberly. Right.
Don't let her. I got her full, that's for sure. She thinks I'm an angel. Hi, everyone. So it's funny getting up here sometimes because I always get kind of nervous because I just want to do such a good job. I think all of us feel that way, like when we're in class, on Tuesday night class or Thursday night class, and we just really want to, like, you know, be used by God. And it's interesting because the last time I talked, I had a hard time kind of putting my thoughts down on paper, and I kind of had the same thing this time. And some people in class last night heard this God story, but so things kind of come to my head, and they're like here, everything's there, but when I go to write them down, it just doesn't happen. And the last time I said, okay, angels, I really need a sign. And so a sign that I usually get is feathers, and all of a sudden I walked into the church, and there was a feather laying there. And I was like, all right, I know what I'm going to talk about. And so last night, I kind of thought the same thing, and every time I wrote, it kept getting lost on the computer, or when I go back to look at it, it wasn't saved. So, and then last night, I found another feather. So that's definitely, to me, the angels are talking to me. So this is all that got saved for my talk. See that? So I thought, well, this is like Lindy, because I think Lindy, when she comes to write, she only has like maybe four letters or four words, whenever, right? Because she showed me that one day. Yeah, it depends on the talk. Well, apparently, this is my talk. Well, as some of you know, I just got back from a vacation. I went to Thailand. And that experience for me was so fantastic. I know some of you know about it, but I'm going to talk a little bit about it tonight, because the one thing with going there, there was a lot of different reasons. My best friend and her husband and her family live there right now. And so it's a good reason to go there and to visit. And so it's been like a couple years they've been there, and every time I try to go, I can't go. Something gets in the way. My job says I can't go. Whatever it might be. And it just kept being like last year I kind of wanted to go on my birthday, and it just didn't work out. And so this year I went for my birthday, and they've been trying to adopt a baby girl. And they've been going through this whole process, and they finally got the word that they got her. And bless you. And she got there a week before I got there. So I was able to go there and be with the new baby. She's turned 10 months old while I was there. And I'm going to show you guys a picture of her, because she's absolutely beyond the cutest thing in the entire world. Can you guys see?
Aww.
Isn't she cute? And you know, sorry.
I'll just pass it around.
Oh, thank you.
But what's so great about it is I got to be with her when her son, they have a son too. Biologically, he's theirs, but they wanted to adopt a baby girl because Romero was adopted. And funny, Bonnie always wanted an Asian baby, and she's married to a Puerto Rican. So, I guess it kind of worked out that way. But you know what's amazing is this baby looks just like Romero. Like the baby picture, everything. She has some of the same mannerisms. It's absolutely amazing. And to me, it just is amazing to me how that baby really, like, they started the process 2 years ago to adopt this girl. And it's really hard to adopt a girl in Thailand for various reasons. And so just think about this. She had to be, like, up there planning, how am I going to get to these parents? You know, just to me, it's even more amazing because she has the same personality. She's such a good baby. And she planned it all out. And last year, Bryce said to his mom, in 5 days, my baby sister's going to be born. And it was in June. And she was born June 10th. She wishes she would have wrote it down, because the baby's turning a year in June. And to me, that just is so amazing, the little planning process that went through for that child and that soul to get here, to be with those parents. Because I know Millie talks about how we pick our parents. And to me, that was just, and to watch that miracle happen, and usually they say it takes a while for babies to really bond, especially if they've been in the orphanage for a while. And she just bonded like there was no tomorrow. It was the most joy. She's amazing. So I was really grateful to be there for that. And going there, I thought, you know, I'm not going to have any phone access. I'm not going to have any email access. I'm not going to have any Facebook access. I just wanted to kind of cut myself off from the world. Because when's the last time any of you have really done that? Have you actually put your phone away for 24 hours? Your cell phone? Like, oh, because I get home, someone needs to call me to say, are you home? Can you go do something and show up there, you know? I don't even know the last time I did that. Facebook, like, it's just, you almost don't even have to communicate with everyone because you know exactly what's going on in their life 24/7, especially if you have it on your phone, which can't say that I do, but I do. But I wanted to kind of get away. I needed this time to kind of take a break from, I guess, life a little bit and kind of refocus, you know, de-stress a little bit. And which was really good because, and to go away to another country and just kind of experience a culture, and I was fortunate enough that they know a lot about it, so I didn't just go and do a lot of the touristy things. And so that was really just good for me to spend time and reconnect again with my best friend because she's been away for 3 years, and every time she comes back here, she's with her family, you know, she's got her family here and stuff, and so I was there just kind of reflecting, and I thought, you know, it's really amazing how we forget to just take time for ourselves to stop and listen and be quiet in our heads just for a moment, just to reconnect and see where am I going, what am I doing, without any interruptions going around you. And I think that as I'm sitting there looking at that, I found how I kind of started to de-stress a little bit from life. And so the first trip, luckily when I got there, I got a two-hour Thai massage. Has anyone ever had a Thai massage, a real Thai massage? Yeah. You know, they're, yes. Wow, yes. They're brutal. 2 hours of bending. I didn't even know I could bend certain ways, but it was great. And then the next day I was back on a plane. I was 29 hours on my trip there, and then a day later I was on a plane to Krabi. It's like, and Bonnie couldn't go, but we went, her husband and her son and I went ahead and went. And we go to this little resort. We thought, oh, this is great. She says, don't worry, transportation's taken care of. And I thought, okay, this is great. A little adventure. What are we going to do? And transportation shows up, picks us up from the airport. There's our name. They drive us to the beach because we knew it was a beach location. And they go, no, you wait. And we're like, well, where's registration? Like, we're totally confused. And Romero had never been there either. And they're like, no, you wait. And we're like, all right. And all of a sudden, a guy on a moped shows up with a little side cart, and we all have to get on with our luggage nonetheless. And we thought, we looked at each other, we said, this has to be a joke. I can't believe Bonnie didn't tell us that. So then he drives us to this other pier, and it's because it's low tide, and then there's a long tail boat. Does anybody know what a long tail boat is? Let's see if I have my picture here, I can show you guys, because you might not be able to see it, but they're like this. They're like, kind of see those old boats. I can pass it around. You guys want to see it? There are these boats with these long motors that just, I don't even know how to describe it. They just kind of go in the ocean and they just speed through the waters. And so we're like, okay, great. And we're like, well, how far do we go? Oh, 20 minutes. I'm like, we're going 20 minutes in the ocean. Exactly where are we going? Because I had no idea. I just thought we're going to get on a plane and be there. So we go into the ocean and he's like, okay, you're here. And I thought, oh, the island looks kind of far away. Are we going to get out into the ocean and walk with our luggage? Before you know it, I'm not even kidding, a tractor with a long bed backs into the ocean, and they get us off the boat onto the tractor. And we're just like, I really couldn't believe this was going on. I'm like, wow, I'm really in a different world right now. And so they drop us off onto the beach, and then a golf cart picks us up. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready for the next adventure. Where are we going on this golf cart? We go to the other side of the island to registration. Well, I'm like, at least we're here in registration. So now I'm kind of a little worried. Well, where's exactly our room, you know? And that was normal. We got back on the golf cart. They took us to the little cottage that we were in. But I thought, okay, this is fun. This is exciting. This adventure, you know, just kind of go with the flow a little bit. Like, it just kind of helped me relax. And some of the the scenery. It was nighttime, so I didn't really see the scenery. But when I woke up, it was spectacular. I mean, I've never been to Hawaii, but I hear things about how Hawaii is absolutely beautiful. You were just there, so yeah, Lindsay. And so I walk out, and let's see if I have a picture for... Sorry. I printed some pictures so you guys can kind of get an idea. Here's... this is low tide. So this is the island. Can you guys see it? Yeah. But, I mean, this picture doesn't even do it justice. The water was crystal clear. It was warm. It was just absolutely inviting. And the one thing I have to say with the staff, they were so accommodating. They were so good with the children. I mean, they will take your child and go play with them while you have dinner. Like, you'd see the staff just take the kids and go do stuff with them, bring them crayons. I mean, bring them so many things to keep them entertained. And I was thinking to myself, wow, this is amazing. The States are kind of behind the times. I mean, where's the restaurant you can go to that they just kind of take your kids and go entertain them or, you know, accommodate for them? And I thought that was completely amazing. So while I was there, the first day of Songkran happened, which is Thailand's annual New Year. And what they do during that time, it's kind of like a rebirth. And it's the hottest time of the year. So they have for 5 days a giant water fight. You walk outside, you will be squirted with water. No, you won't just be squirted with water. You will be dumped with ice-cold water. And you will get paste on your face. And if being white, they thought that was great. So I was pasted like there was no tomorrow. And at the resort, the first day I was there, it was great because they kind of didn't do it to you if, you know, you didn't want to, but why not just join in the fun? It was great. Kids are able to squirt you, do all that stuff. So when I got back to Bangkok, it's still Songkran, Bonnie and I went out, and her husband loaded up our water guns so that, you know, she said, put on sunglasses. It's nighttime. With sunglasses on, water gun, you know, some bot in my pocket so that we could buy more water. And we're walking down downtown Bangkok, because they live downtown Bangkok. And there probably had to have been, I don't know, thousands and thousands and thousands of people on the street. And we're walking along, and people are squirting you with water. They're pasting you. I had paste all over me. And then they wash off, the fire department was involved. They had their hoses out there, and they were just, you walked by, you were just, oh. I mean, I don't have pictures of that, because bringing a camera wasn't safe. But I was just drenched. And I thought, you know what's amazing, is you saw all these people, like thousands of people, and they were so orderly, so polite, and just so happy, and I thought, wow, this is really just a really interesting feel. And throughout the time, like through the temples, you know, seeing a lot of the monks are very revered there, you know, they really show a lot of respect, like they really, people actually will get up their seat and let them sit, like old, young, and they actually have an order as to who sits in what in the seats. Like, if you see a monk, you get out of your seat, you let him sit. If you see an elderly, you get out of it. If you see a mom with a child, you get out of your seat, you let him sit. And I saw this happen. It wasn't just, they just did it. It was just amazing to me. And then the rest of the time, I mean, I just had such a good time. So coming back, kind of what I'm wanting to say with this, my whole thought process with all this, I had time to kind of unwind, disconnect, and kind of reconnect with myself. And by doing that, I really realized how, A, what really stresses me out, or to listen to myself, to find out where I'm at, and B, to realize that we all need a little bit more gratitude in our lives. I went through Seoul. I went from LA to Seoul to Bangkok. So coming back, it really hit me. I stopped in Seoul, and I had an 8-hour layover in Seoul. And, you know, they have, like, 8 languages. They have a room for the elderly, so they can put them in wheelchairs and take them to their gate when it's time, or if somebody didn't really know what to do, they had interpreters. It was like they always were helping. And I thought, this is really amazing. And then I get to L.A., and it was like, where am I? I thought, where am I? People were rude. They were just so in their, like, bubbles. They really were. We don't have any other language. I didn't see any other language listed anywhere else. I didn't see people helping, like, the elderly or different things like that. And I just thought, that's really amazing to me that I think I really realized it how, I hate to say it, Americans are a little stuck in their world a little bit only because we're so blessed in this country. Like, being here, we have so many things that we have access to that a lot of people don't. And the one thing, coming back, I realized the one thing that was so nice about Thailand and being there and just being away and helping me see is they all had gratitude. They don't have a lot, but boy, those people have gratitude. They would hand you just a little something if they had to, if they thought you needed it or they helped you. I didn't have a bad experience. I'm sure there's people that have, but I was fortunate enough to have a very positive and enduring thing, and it just got me to think about how we really need to be a little bit more grateful in our lives. And what does that mean? Like, just being, what does grateful mean? It's interesting. It defines it in the dictionary just as thankful or gratitude. I thought, oh, that's interesting. Using kind of the same word to describe the same thing. And it got me to think a little bit more. I think Millie mentioned in a class that, you know, our words really matter. Our deeds really matter. Our actions really matter. You know, our thoughts. And I've been just poking at this book called Angel Words. It's by Doreen Virtue. But she talks about how different words, I'm going to have a positive, like on the scale, they're like higher. Like if you say positive, it's like really high. If you say negative, it's here, the vibration of it. And I thought, you know, if we just have a little gratitude in our life and we raise our vibration and we learn how to speak a little bit more positively in our life or learn how to say something that might be a negative way, a positive way, you would be putting out so much more love to the people around you, to the world around you, to the universe around you. And just think the difference that you can make with that ripple effect. So I'm going to show you one of the words. Or, so let's look up here. So this is, can you guys see it? Okay. So this is how positive looks when you say it. See how high that vibration is? And when you say the word negative, it looks really low. Can you guys kind of see it? Get the idea, right? So it made me think, you know, with having gratitude that, I just want to close with, where do you guys want to be? Do you want to be at this higher vibration so God and the angels can clearly see you and hear you and you can be connected to them more so? Or do you want to be kind of sitting here at this lower, low vibration where it's a little bit harder for them to connect to you and to hear you? It's not that they can't hear you, but maybe it's just a little bit more difficult for you to hear yourself. So with that, I wish you all a very, very good night and a lot of happiness and a lot of positive thoughts go out to all of you. Thank you.